Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, that was a good old beatdown. So we go from driver's seat to a locked trunk in one game, nine innings tonight for the regional baseball championship down in Lexington. Top seed of Kentucky, they had a pretty good Sunday. They shut out West Virginia 10-0, and then they laid out Jeff Mercer's bunch 16-6 in a game that really was never in doubt. So we'll play this one for nine innings starting at 6 tonight.
I still think we're in a good spot. You know, the great thing about baseball, it's an everyday sport. Right? It's an everyday game. And so sometimes you're on top of the hill, and sometimes you're on the bottom of the hill. And we've been through that. We've been through the battles. And those times that if you've been good enough, if you won enough games to get to this point in the season, then you've had to persevere through obstacles throughout the course of the year. So
it'll be interesting to see. That'll be a storyline, the mindset right from the get-go. First of all, Kentucky will be the home team tonight. And whoever pitches, I tell you, they ought to use a little Visine in the eyes. Nine-hit batsman on Sunday. That's 97 on the year. Win, and it's super regional time for the first time in 10 years. Lose, and the final record reads 43-20. ESPN tonight, a little past 6 o'clock. On the airwaves, Reds Brewers pregame at 6:40. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
The names will go down in history. Pierce, Clark, D'Onofrio, and Winders. And so will the time. 7:37:24 is Justin Helmer's 4x8 relay team won a state championship last Friday, propelling the North Cougars to a tie for fourth behind state champion Brownsburg.
It was extremely exciting. You know, Kyle led us off great, and Caleb held off one of the best runners in the state, one of the best runners in the country, up the home stretch. You know, didn't look like a freshman out there in his first state meet. Looked like a veteran that had been there before and was patient and just ran his race and ran smart. You know, 13 years to not have a state champion, to finally have one. You know, it was the first time in 4x8 school history winning one. So, you know, it was an exciting moment for all of us.
Bloomington North head coach Justin Helmer. As a matter of fact, the Cougars' 31 points, the most they've ever scored at state. And combined with the girls then finishing fourth on Saturday, Bloomington North and Carmel, the only two schools in the entire state to post top five finishes. Well done, Maroon and Gold. Stakes high for the baseball Hoosiers tonight down in Lexington against Kentucky. And the Reds got to win this one on the airwaves tonight at home against Milwaukee. Pregame at 6:40. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.